का पालते, शिक्षा देते, रक्षा करते, अपना सर्वस्व लुटाते। प्यारी मुरली प्रतिदिन हमको, प्यारी मुरली प्रतिदिन हमको आती, प्रभु प्रेम की पाती है। भगवान हमारा साथी है, जैसे दीपक में बाती है। भगवान हमारा साथी है,
भगवान हमारा साथी है, भगवान हमारा साथी
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गुड मॉर्निंग का सब बोलो। गुड मॉर्निंग,
एवरीवन से गुड मॉर्निंग।
गोल्डन मॉर्निंग है या डायमंड मॉर्निंग?
इज इट अ गोल्डन मॉर्निंग और अ डायमंड मॉर्निंग?
संगम युग है, डायमंड युग।
दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज द डायमंड एज।
चार युग है, गोल्डन एज, सिल्वर एज, कॉपर एज, आयरन एज।
या यू अंडरस्टूड दैट, द फोर एजेस।
ये कौन सा एज है?
डायमंड। सो व्हिच एज इज दिस? दिस इज द डायमंड एज।
डायमंड छोटा सा है,
डायमंड इज सो स्मॉल,
पर मनुष्य आत्मा की जीवन हीरे जैसी बनाता है।
एंड इट मेक्स ह्यूमन बीइंग्स लाइव्स लाइक दैट ऑफ डायमंड्स। And the one who is creating our lives is also present here at this age. And the ones who are becoming it were scattered, are scattered all around the world. And they become present in front of the Father. So it's Baba who is present in front of us first. Is it like that? Baba, the one from up above,
जो सदा शरीर रहता,
who is always bodyless,
ब्रह्मा बाबा का माध्यम,
he uses the medium of Brahma Baba.
इतना wonderful है ये part.
It's such a wonderful part that Brahma Baba has.
उसने पूरे 84 जन्मों का अनुभव किया हुआ है.
He's experienced the complete 84 births.
आदि से अंत तक का पार्ट।
From the beginning till the end, he has played his part.
सत्युग आद से कलयुग अंत तक।
From the beginning of golden age to the end of Kaliyug, iron age, and he is that soul who's played the complete part.
एक
complete 5,000 years, not even 1 year less. Some come after. The cycle begins. But Baba again starts his story after the 5,000 year cycle is over from the beginning. He's the one from a kalpa ago. And he would say that I'm doing everything just as I did last cycle. The word kalpa, what word would you use in translation of this word kalpa, cycle? I don't think there is any word that can be used accurately in its translation. For instance, kalpa tree, because it has the knowledge of the whole tree, the seed, how expansion happens, and how the seed at the end is standing in front of us, and whose children we are, whose children we were originally.
आदि पिता, अनादि पिता दोनों इकट्ठे हो जाते हैं।
So both fathers come together, the original and the eternal.
अनादि,
the eternal.
आत्मा अनाशी, अनादि.
And the soul itself is also the original and eternal soul. The supreme soul is also eternal and
सत्य है, अवनाशी है,
imperishable. The truth is also eternal truth. It's imperishable truth. And matter that makes up nature is also eternal, imperishable. But nature, the elements of nature, go through the stages of sato pradhan, rajopradhan, tamopradhan. So human beings also are in that purest state of sato pradhan and then go through the stages up to tamopradhan, and matter changes alongside the human soul, and it's the human soul that also has that influence on matter to make matter also reach its tamopradhan stage. And so the satopradhan soul says to tamopradhan souls, now have attention on becoming pure once again, on becoming satopradhan, completely pure. And it is now that we have to become this. For that we have to be satoguni first, completely virtuous, pure. And when one becomes Baba's child, then there is that aim of becoming satoguni. And the child says, Baba, I am your child, I am going to be satoguni. And if one doesn't have that aim, then can't be called a true child of God. So today, listen to Baba's Murli with very good attention. Nobody should go wandering at the time of the Murli. Listen to it with attention. What Baba is saying to we children, what he wants to make us children. And for this, the easy things Baba explains. Very easy. The incorporeal father has given us the physical father, Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba, in front of us as a mirror. And he says, just see this one and follow him. And today Baba has talked about 5 steps. 5 steps in order to follow Brahma Baba. And that is not going to clarify these points. Just listen to them at the time of Murli. And, but Baba's 5 steps first. The first step is a complete renunciate. Complete renunciate. Not just renunciation of body, mind, wealth, but mind, nature and sanskars. Renunciation of my nature and sanskars. And if I'm still saying my nature, my sanskars, if that still exists, it means I'm not a complete renunciate. So Baba has drawn our attention to what is meant by a complete renunciate. Complete renunciate, and she's using the definition that there's no trace of anything old left. No trace is left. The second thing is obedient, complete obedience. And in bhakti, there are some very words, phrases that it is God's directions that are over my head. And on the path of bhakti, there's still so much value given to being obedient to God, that God's versions, God's directions are on my head. That is to say, I must follow God's directions, not using my own thoughts. The third thing is to be faithful, that nobody else is remembered except one Baba, and there is just the one strength and the one support. And on the path of bhakti, they say, just your support. Never ever using the dictates of one's own mind, doing things according to one's own mind. Just as a true wife is one who is totally obedient to the husband, totally, completely faithful to the husband. In this way, this is the way our memorial is, to the extent that there is faithfulness, there is obedience, and one with a generous heart, not a small heart. Baba has said that when one has a generous heart, their bhandari and bhandara, that is to say, their treasure box, as well as kitchen, food store, are full. They don't have any feelings of yours and mine. No, this is mine, this is yours. No, not at all. This is mine, my student, my center. These are dirty things. These are things that are said by those with a small heart. So one is, the Lord is pleased with an honest heart, and then also the Lord is very pleased with one with a generous heart. To say the Lord is pleased with an honest heart means one who is true in their relationship with Baba, one who has a generous heart, one who is faithful to Baba, and Baba is very, very pleased. He doesn't say, where's it going to come from? A soul can never have this question. When there is that complete honesty and faithfulness with Baba, Baba is so pleased that Baba takes care of everything. Soul never needing to question. And the whole family is such a big family. The whole world is my family. No one considers anyone in particular to be mine, but Baba says all are Baba's children. And so when a soul has that unlimited consciousness, then they truly are world benefactors. And so if one has not followed the first four steps and there's just the ego of doing service, and they are surrounded by ego, and there isn't that instrument consciousness, love for truth, there isn't love, there isn't that instrument consciousness, then there is not success there. So this is a little bit of the essence of Baba's Murli of today. This morning at Amrit Vela, Dadi was talking to Baba, and she said this was the experience she had this morning, that these points of the Murli came to her mind, and later on in the morning she read these very points in the Murli. And I was thinking that, Baba, I have stayed with you for the full 84 births, and I really feel that I have been very close to Baba throughout the cycle. In this last birth also, very close to Brahma Baba. The Laukik father was the Laukik father, but this one is my true father. Very much that experience. Though the Laukik father was there, didn't feel like this was my father. And the Laukik father never could consider me to be his daughter. He never felt that I was his daughter, because I strongly felt that Brahma Baba was my Baba, is my Baba. So sweet, so lovely, sweet, innocent Lord Shiva, who's given me complete support throughout my 84 births. And so there is no question of renunciation. What have I renounced? In fact, I'm very fortunate that everything was easy to let go of. I'm just very fortunate that I've become free from everything, that to the extent that even old nature and sanskars did not remain, that I should be distressed by them or others should be distressed by them. And yesterday I've been saying, since yesterday, that if anyone's taken sorrow from me, or they feel they've received sorrow from me, or they've taken sorrow, even though they're living together, they are still taking sorrow, I would say, please forgive me.
Baba, Baba, mile ho.
I say, Baba, the remover of sorrow, we found you. No soul should experience sorrow because we found Baba, the remover of sorrow.
Hello, Daddy.
Okay, now I'm told I'm going to be given different microphone or something. Anyway, here we have Daddy Gulzar. Please say Om Shanti, Daddy.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Daddy.
Diamond morning, da bolo na.
Say diamond morning.
Diamond.
It's not just diamond morning, but many, 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 many diamond mornings. See, Daddy is such a lovely Daddy. Daddy, you're so good, so lovely. There's a full attendance today, full class. And she is seeing this in the eye of her mind. So as Daddy, you were saying not to take sorrow, not to give sorrow. And Baba has said a very nice thing once, that look, sorrow, to give sorrow is one thing because you come under the influence of old nature or sanskar. But if you think about the one who is taking the sorrow, who is that? What are they? Okay, someone gives sorrow. And if you are taking that sorrow, then, say for instance, somebody offers you something that's not very nice. Would you take it or would you throw it away? Or would you return it to them? And so, in the same way, half the sorrow is removed, chased away. Some take sorrow very quickly that it's felt in their heart. They don't give sorrow very much, but they take sorrow. And so Baba has said, at least don't take sorrow. So, you are a master after all. You can control whether you take it or not. The one who gives sorrow, they will give it and they will go away and rest very comfortably. But the one who is taking it is the one who becomes more distressed. And so Baba says, if the habit of taking sorrow is left aside, it's forgotten, then you will become free of taking sorrow. So now tell me, do you take sorrow or do you give more sorrow? And Daddy, she said, they're thinking about it. Their faces are such that they're thinking about it. So from today, think to yourself, I'm not going to take sorrow from today. No matter how much somebody may try to give me sorrow, it may enter through one ear and make sure it goes out through the other ear. That's why we have two ears, you know. So if it's come through one road, then remove it through the other. And this sickness of feeling. Coming into feeling over little things is like experiencing the sickness of flu. And in this, our attitude, drishti, everything becomes bitter. There won't be the feeling of interest in anything. There won't be won't be able to go to sleep. This is what happens when you have flu. The taste of everything becomes bitter. So, this is what you feel. So, the other thing Baba has said, always check, is my face one that is cheerful and smiling? In my face, if there is the slightest thought of what has been said to me or what I've said to someone else, And the feeling of that, that's not on your face, is it? Always keep smiling, and teach others to smile. You know how to smile, don't you? She's asking this question, you know how to smile, don't you? So, Dadi Janki is saying yes, they're saying yes, because their faces are saying yes. And your face, Dadi, is in front of them. And you know there's that song that, Baba, you have taught us how to smile. And Dadi is saying, she's seen a picture of a deity, and there wasn't so much of a smile. And so anyone who came to that deity's temple and saw that picture, they would say, the artist hasn't done a good job. They haven't created a good picture. And so if my living form, my living face is a little bit wilted or suppressing anger or not a happy, cheerful face, then what would people think? And so always smile and teach others to smile. And Baba has said, okay, at least learn to dance in happiness with the mind, not so much with your feet, but with your mind. So in your mind, dance with happiness and sing Shiv Baba's song. Song of Shiv Baba's virtues. Last night we did dancing, Garba Ras dancing, 3 hours. And it's Chakruti's wonder that she made everybody dance. It was the worship of Navratri that's been going on. And in Bombay, there's just lights, lights everywhere. Streets and shops all decorated with lights. But here also, there's been wonderful dancing, and people sing a lot of devotional songs of the mother, because Navratri is the celebration of the Shaktis, memorials of Mama. Do you have that feeling that our Bhagats are remembering us? They are celebrating our Navratri, that is the festival of dance for 9 nights. So I see that whichever zone I've been to, there are new deity names. So your memorial will be in India, Dadi, not in foreign lands. So for all of you, actually, your memorials are in India, and your Bhagats are calling out to you, and they're calling you, they're saying, have mercy on us, have compassion for us. And does that sound reach all of you? Baba says, the sound of the Bhagats should reach your ears. Then you would be doing service through the mind. Is that okay? So today, through the day, with your mind, give souls power, whether it's tolerance power, power to accommodate, power to make somebody smile. So Dadi Janki is saying, power to make someone smile? She said, yes. So then at the end of the day, check, how merciful were you? How many did you give those vibrations of mercy to? So Dadi Janki is saying, this is something new that she's hearing, to have the power to make somebody smile, even to make those who are weepy, make them smile. And those who are angry, make them smile. Teach them how to smile. Okay. Should I say Om Shanti now? Say thank you to Dadi. Say thank you. Shukriya Dadi. How is Bari Dadi, Dadi Kumarka? A big doctor, a senior doctor has come, and he's checking Dadi's health. And Dadi Kumarka has been saying that I will return to Mount Abu after 3 days. And so, will Dadi meet me in Madhuban? So, I've told Dadi Kumarka that Dadi Chanki will come to Madhuban on the 10th. In fact, I haven't shared this. Dadi Chanki is saying, I haven't shared this with the class here, but Baba has given me leave to go to Madhuban now. And so,
thank you, Dadi.
Dadi Chanki. Om Shanti. Dadi Chanki will be going to Madhuban the 10th.
Achha, do Baba ka message.
Okay, so
achha,
now, Baba's message.
Baba mera wohi hai, main Baba ki wohi
so, five things that you would like to share. Baba is mine, as he is, and I am Baba's. I am that very same child from before. And then that way, my form, my face will never change. It'll never become red, never pale, nothing like this. Like when somebody becomes angry, they get red, or the person who's being spoken to angrily becomes pale. No, not like that. Just think, what is my Baba like? The other thing Baba had said, from the beginning, child, see father, follow father. In this, nothing will seem too big. Just see father, follow father. See how much Baba has done for us. All we have to do is see Baba. The third thing, I've seen Baba doesn't like anything of limitation. I've seen that from the beginning. Baba is so unlimited. Though it was the beggary part, yet in sustaining us through entertainment, through feeding us, Baba was so unlimited. Even though there might be just a little bit of jaggery, a little bit of sweet, he would make something, add that jaggery to it, though they may not have been wheat flour, only millet flour. Baba would mix the jaggery in that and would feed the children. Actually, that tastes very nice. I've had that. And Baba would never have eaten before the children. Every time the children would eat first, then Baba would eat. Baba would never, ever have eaten first. So, Shiv Baba's Bhandara overflowing. Always remember Shiv Baba's Bhandara and Brahma Bhojan. And when Baba had come to, when Baba had sent Dadi to London, I asked Baba, what do I have to do? And Baba said, just create a model of Madhuban there. So this is a model of Madhuban, isn't it? And so internally I feel happy that people don't come to me here, they come to Baba. Just as we go to Madhuban and everyone's hearts become so happy, to say Baba's place means a pilgrimage place. Wherever there are Baba's places throughout the world, it doesn't belong to any sister or any brother. It means it is Baba's place. But if there is any consciousness of this belongs to a particular sister or brother, then it means that there's something else that's entered there. And so we are all brothers and sisters, children of the one Father. This is a very important mantra, Mahan mantra, great mantra. The mantra of Manmanabhav is so great, but this also is a very great mantra, that we are brothers and sisters, all the children of the one Father. And so, the service place, wherever we are, wherever we set foot, that is Baba's place, and they are all my brothers and sisters, they are not strangers. And so this is the ingredient that Baba has ground for us and made us drink. So there's a huge amount of strength of that. If somebody sets foot in the kitchen, the feeling is this is like Madhuban's kitchen. The food is prepared, everything is cleaned up afterwards, and service takes place, and then the whole cycle of that repeats. And so afternoon lunch finishes, and then evening, and then tea things begin, and then that finishes, and dinner, and then there's travel food and people are leaving, and so you prepare travel food for them, because we don't want anyone to leave from here and eat anything from outside. So Baba has really taken care of the children so well, so to look after yourself in this way. Really look after yourself in this way. To look after yourself means that the soul is in this body, and to look after the soul in this way, that I belong to Baba and this body is entrusted to Baba, and Baba is creating the image, the idol within this body, the temple. And so if the image had some flaw, then who would come in front of an image that is broken or has some flaw lines? Such an idol would not even be given a place, a temple to be put in. You would just put such an image aside. You would not use it. You would not keep it in front of you. You would just put it aside somewhere. So if I am a broken image like that, if I have something imperfect, if I am an imperfect idol in this way, then how would I be worshipped? I would just be put aside. So that is a physical image, but we are the living images, and the one who is creating us is an absolute expert. And he says that I'm the one who created all of you deities cycle after cycle, and let us be complete renunciates and perfect in every sense. Completely faithful, completely honest, and that way we will become the complete image, and he will not touch this image unless there is such perfection. And those who have created images like this, their memorials exist. So Baba is the one who creates the image of Lakshmi and Narayan. And he says that Narad, the character from the scriptures, who wanted to marry Lakshmi, and Baba says, see your face in the mirror, look at yourself, are you worthy of marrying Lakshmi? So make sure that you don't have any such traits. And to serve others means to serve yourself. It's when we serve ourselves that others are served automatically. If I have not served myself, I haven't done a good job on myself, then others will move away from me. It shouldn't be that people come to God's house and they see my face and they feel like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be near this person. I don't want to be here. So when people come here, they should feel they don't want to go away from here. So this is what my face should be like. And I've seen on the path of bhakti the faces of those who have made the temples. And that's now, in Kali Yuga, those who have made temples, their faces, and the face of those who look after the temple, the trustee's face, and the face of what an elevated worshipper is. So I am really amazed when we went to Madurai in South India, little Hansa had accompanied me, and they took us to see the temple. The one who made that temple, the Maharaja, went with me, and there were two elephants, living elephants, that garlanded Dadi. And the Maharaja, the one who made the temple, who wanted to show that temple, was so humble. And he was looking at me and looking at the image in the temple and then looking at me again. And the image in the temple was an interesting one. And there was another person, I think, who had a parrot on perched on his shoulder. And then there's the temple of Meenakshi, his deity, Meenakshi.
And
the Maharaja who had made that temple, and I met his family. He took me home to meet his family, and if you looked at the faces of the family members, you would see how much bhavna they had on their faces. So is there that bhavna here of who is creating us, how he's creating us? All I have to do is have attention on myself. Let go of ego and have attention on yourself. It's not a big thing. Then he can work on you. So this is something new that I've heard today. To keep smiling, have that power to make others smile also. So it's not a difficult thing, but it's a subtle thing. So the other day, Dadi had said to Dadi Gulzar, that souls will be coming to Madhuban for peace of mind retreat, and some were thinking maybe Dadi Janki may not be able to be here. So I said to Chintiben that souls are coming for peace of mind from around the world, and I feel that I should be present. And so I gave a message to Dadi Gulzar to ask Baba, what is Baba's feeling, what is Baba's inspiration. And so sweet Dadi Gulzar sent me a message from Baba written in Sindhi. And so yesterday evening I said thank you to Dadi Gulzar, sir. I'm going to read it myself to you. And Chasuben has translated it into English and Hindi so that it could be sent around the world. So everyone knows that Dadi will be present in Madhuban. Because to be present in Madhuban means to be with the two Dadis, to be with Baba. And all the Madhuban Nivasis remember the London family, remember London Dadi. And so I feel it's my fortune. So the service, the fortune of service that you have is also very big fortune. And so at the top of the message, the sister who sent it has written urgent. Today, I took Dadi Janki's news, message of her news, to the subtle region. And as I reached there, as always, Bab Dada was smiling. And with very loving drishti, drishti filled with love, he met me. Then I gave the message of Dadi Janki ji, As Baba listened, Bap Dada smiled with great significance and said, see, there's so much power in Baba smiling, but smiling with significance, Baba said, the child has so much love for Baba. She has just as much enthusiasm of connecting souls with Baba and enabling souls to have that loving connection with Baba. And that is remembering there were some souls who were saying no about coming to Madhuban. And they are famous people, famous personalities around the world. And this particular soul who is 92 years of age, who had said that he would only come to Madhuban if Dadi Janki comes. And the TV crew were going to be coming. And in fact, there was somebody who was going to pay for the whole expense of televising this meeting of this personality with Dadi. And so, some very good letters have come of how the experience of the loving meeting with Baba has been so useful in their lives, how much power they felt in their lives. So the child has good enthusiasm, and this is why she has a right to the father's help. And the body is old, and it's very important to look after it, but in that rest and is necessary, and the enthusiasm for service has to be balanced with the rest. There is help from the father, and she is worthy of help from the father. And it's not just for me, it's all of you, for all of you also. So Baba is saying she is worthy of blessings. She's sharing this message because it's for all of you. It's not just for Dadi. Otherwise, she'd read it to herself and hide it away. So according to time, it is necessary to keep balance. So Baba is giving leave to the child. And this time, the child has to have special attention and show the wonder of keeping balance, so that the whole, all Brahmins also say, wah, wah. And Bap Dada will give the blessings from the heart of keeping balance. This time, Bap Dada wants to see the success of service through the right method. See, child, Bap Dada, the one who has no body, also has to take the support of a body. So, be a detached observer and keep attention. That's very necessary. Be yukti yukt, be one who knows all the secrets. You are the one who is on the father's heart throne and who is the beloved child. And Baba merged you in his eyes, and together with that, Baba gives love and remembrances to all your companions. So this is for you, Doctor. Dr. Ray, it's for you, Peter.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, Dadi Gulzar shared news of Dadi Kumarka, and Dadi Kumarka saying in 3 days she will return to Madhuban. So let's see. Whatever Baba wants, it's in Baba's hands.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Just one announcement. No more jam announcements for the moment. Will be in the future. But just that some of you may know that there's a possibility of the closure of the accident and emergency section of Central Middlesex Hospital. Any of you heard about that? You heard about it. It's under discussion. And we have a petition that's come to us, and there are copies of that at reception. So while, as an organization, according to our constitution, we can't, you know, sort of lobby in that way, but we thought that you may like to put your signature on the petition as individuals in a personal capacity, because I know how often I've, well, thanks God, not had to go in the A&E myself, but been to the hospital, and many of our brothers and sisters have, of course, had to make use of that facility. So it is our local hospital in that sense. So if any of you would like to sign that petition, there are copies at reception. And if you have any queries, you could see Sister Regina. And so if you... It asks for name and address. That's putting the address is optional, sorry, if you want to be kept informed. But if you do put the address, then don't put Global House, but, as I say, put your address in a personal capacity. So that's at reception if any of you would like to sign that petition to try and stop the closure of the hospital, not the hospital, but the accident and emergency services of the hospital. Okay, thank you. I don't know, is that, I don't know, so the addresses have to be within this area, you reckon? Won't work. Okay, Naseem Ben is saying that really the people who sign it, now Gimbai, you can advise us on that, should be people with addresses in this area, is that right? Brent. Oh, okay, so anyone with an address in Brent then, yeah, so that would cover quite a large area. Okay, thank you. Okay, then, fine.
Om Shanti. Madhuban ki season shuru hoti hai.
As Madhuban season begins,
main samajhti hoon sabse pehle mera jana hota hai.
I think it's that I have to go beforehand. And when the season ends, then at the very end I leave Madhuban. So this time, for the last 10 years I've been coming here, but for the first time I've stayed in London for the full length of my being away from Madhuban, and I've learnt a lot. When I go to the centres, it's that I have to, one has to teach oneself, but when we are in a big gathering, there's a lot that's learnt from one another. But one thing I've realized,
jab Oxford mein heart to heart conversation ki call of time ka,
there was a call of time retreat with this dialogue, heart to heart conversation, And I saw in this that people from outside who come and meet Dadi maybe once or twice in the year, such souls take so much benefit from Dadi. And though I live with Dadi, I feel that I haven't recognized Dadi to the extent that these guests who meet her only once or twice in a year have recognized Dadi. And I see how Alka deals with so much confidential stuff, and she doesn't use her intellect in these matters. She does what she's told to do, and I saw in myself that I always use my own intellect, and many times I've received signals from Dadi, and yet I would say that I, because of my ego, was using my own intellect. And so being here this time, I saw how by being obedient, Alka is doing what she's told to do, and I learned from that. And I say thank you to the Indraprastha sisters, and I've learned a lot from being with them. So thank you to all the Indraprastha sisters. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm a bit surprised when I am here. But Dadi ke diye ke vartman praman jo purusharth the wo share kare.
To Dadi saying just to share what the present efforts are. The other day I was reading my emails and there was Dadi's class, and Dadi's been emphasizing that we should go into silence. And I was thinking for myself that on the one hand, yes, externally I would be seen as quiet, but sometimes there is a lot of thoughts, and so now I really felt that I should have attention on making the mind quiet. Yes, there's peace of mind and peace around me, but that attention on going into silence and going into the things that Baba is saying, and that my mind should not get stuck in any of the worldly things. So I think that he wants Lucinda Ben to speak. So that was Nimu Ben of Hounslow, Jesu Ben's Lokik sister we just heard.
I've just been invited to come here after Jam and have a couple of days in Diamond House with Dadi before she disappears, which is a wonderful gift in the drama. And I was thinking, I've been through some challenging times in my Brahmin life, and every time that happens, Baba picks me up and puts me somewhere like this, or sometimes in Oxford or somewhere in the world, and I always feel completely safe wherever Baba puts me. So that's how I feel here. Completely safe, yeah.
something I took from the class just now. Dadi mentioned to make the stage satapradan and to have ekbal, ekbalosa, one faith and one strength, support. Thank you.
तो अंदर की भाव सुनाओ अब कल रात गीत की लाइन सुनाओ जो कल रात को सुनाई
यही मन में बाबा है हरदम हमारे तेरी याद दिल से नहीं दूर जाए नहीं दूर जाए यही मन में बाबा है हरदम हमारे
ओम शांति
पत्र की कल इसका पत्र था उसकी गिफ्ट मिली है हरदम हमारे दिल यही बाबा है ना और कुछ नहीं ओके थैंक यू